Hi, my name is Anton Bogojanov. I am a program manager on the Azure API Management team. And in this short video, I'm going to show you how you can configure your API Management instance by using a Git repository. We implemented this feature to enable a number of interesting scenarios. For example, you could manage multiple configuration versions. You could store different versions in a different branch of your Git repository, and then apply only the version that is currently relevant to your service. You can sync the configuration from one tenant to another tenant, so you could push from the repository of one tenant to that of another. This is very useful if you have a test and production service and want to push from test to production. Just utilizing the Git workflow for collaborative editing can significantly improve your workflow. And also, just because you get the configuration in text format, gives you a lot of leeway in the tools that you use for editing. So when you get to the publisher portal, you will immediately see that we have a new icon at the top, which looks like a Git repo, and it indicates whether Git access to your instance is enabled or not. I can also enable it by going manually to the Security tab, and then the Configuration Repository tab, and clicking Enable Git Access. Now, before we delve into the details, let's take a look at what the workflow is for dealing with Git. So, configuring your instance with Git involves four basic steps. First, API Management always stores the live copy of your configuration in a database. Before you can make changes to your configuration from Git, you have to first manually request to store this configuration from the database into the Git repository. Once the repository is synced, you can make changes, you can commit your changes, and when you're done, you can make a manual request again to take your changes from the Git repository now and apply them to the live database, which is then, of course, immediately visible on the developer portal. So going back to the publisher portal, we can see that in the sections for deploying changes and for pulling changes from the instance, there is a button in each one. Here in pulling, we have a button that allows us to take the database configuration and sync it to the repository. And in the deployment section, we have a button for taking the repository state and applying it to the live database. All right, so let's go through the process. The first step we're going to do now that we create the new repository is, of course, save the database configuration to the repository. Save it in master branch. Okay, the configuration was successfully saved. Now we're going to clone it. And the instructions for cloning are available in this section. The username is always APIM, while the password is dynamic, that is, it expires and is generated automatically below. I'll get to that in a second. So the username is always APIM. And to generate the password, we go to the bottom of the page. Inside the local clone of the repository, we find a folder structure with configuration objects for the individual components of API Management. The configuration is usually in a JSON format, where in the main folder we have a global configuration file, but also we have folders for the API and operations metadata, the products in which APIs are available, and the policies which can be applied to APIs, but also for user groups, and also on the developer portal side, the ability to modify the styles that are applied to the portal and the templates of portal pages. The folder name just templates is for email templates. If we look further into the APIs folder, we can see that for each API, we have a global configuration file, and also we have a subfolder for operations, which basically only contains the descriptions of each operation. Now, for the purpose of this demo, I'm going to simply modify the name of the API and one of the operations. So if I open up the global configuration file, I can see that it defines the API. So let's just, in this case, change it to echo, misspelled. And then I can see the definitions of the operations under this API. For example, I can modify create and make it new resource. So now that I've made this change, of course, I have to commit to the Git repository. And then push it over to the repository on the server. Now, as I go back to the developer portal, the changes are not yet applied to the live site. I can verify this by opening up the API documentation and looking at the names of the API and the operation. So I can see that it still says echo, spelled correctly with ch, and create resource as opposed to new resource. If I go back to the publisher portal and click on deploy repository configuration, this should apply the changes. Now it's going to ask me from which branch. I'm going to use master. Okay, the changes were now applied. And now if I go back to the developer portal and refresh it, I should be able to see my modified API. So indeed, the changes have been applied. The API now has a new name, slightly misspelled, and the operation that I whose name I changed has also been modified. So that's it. Thank you very much for watching, and see you next time.